everyone, it is your boy, Dilly Lai Chen, Chiming Dennis, Sung Choi Pao, Mina Suwa, Otoni Toshimada. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news.
Oh my goodness. Okay, everyone.
We had a sequel to the hiccup.
My son, my teacher, my son's here. We haven't done a show in a little bit. It's been a minute. He's 13.
I didn't know you're British.
And he's been asking to do family time. He said, Mom, let's do a show. So here we are, Friday night. And Karen, I actually, seriously.
Excuse me.
Okay, so we just had a pizza party and you're hiccuping. So should we go, should the show must go on, or should we take a break? Okay.
She's like,
calm down. Okay, you guys, he's a very active, active soul. So the fact that he wants to do a show to me is a good way of using family time. Sometimes we call a family meeting. Karen, what do we do when we usually have our family meetings?
We put the cats and I have a good vibe and stuff. My mom's all like, she's not professional. When she's not professional, she's actually sometimes pretty fun, but sometimes she can be some hard piece of work.
Okay, well, I have to do the mom thing. Like,
I'm adding that to the robot list.
Okay, so he has this thing called the robot list for me. Why don't you explain to everyone what the... Can you calm down? You're making me nervous. He's like standing up and jumping. But you know what? If you need to jump and talk, it's fine. But so tell everyone what the robot list is.
Oh my God. Okay, so my mom's being like really weird right now. So basically, the robot list... is where, so my mom acts like a robot. She says a lot of things, so everything she says repeatedly I put on the robot list. Like, I want to honor you, I love you, Kieran. That one's like a big topper. That one's like on top, I love you. And then yeah, but that's one of them.
So the I love you is like one of my most famous mom quotes.
Yeah,
aka robot language.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you guys, sometimes I sound a little frustrated when I do these shows, and it's not because I don't love Kieran, but your energy is a lot, dude.
It's really not. All I'm doing is literally just doing this.
Okay, that's fine. So it's Friday night, and I had a long week, but very productive, really creative. Kieran, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I was, you know, I was just vibing the whole time, just, you know. Just seeing how the week went. That's usually how I always do it.
Well, I want to say thank you, though, for letting me know when you do want my time.
No problem, sweetheart.
And you did a good job tonight. In fact, I want to say thank you, too, because we actually ended up cleaning our kitchen before we did a show.
Yeah, we did.
And normally, you want me to always say, oh, we can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's my favorite word.
He loves when I say, oh, when do I have to clean my room, Mom?
Tomorrow.
And you say... Yeah, he loves tomorrow.
And it's been like 4 weeks.
Yeah, but I want to thank you for tonight sweeping and doing this before we're having family time. And I've also been open-minded to different shows you've introduced me to. We've talked about that on different series. What I want to say is there anything else you want to talk about with family time? Like, what do you think when you're getting older and, you know, when parents have kids of different ages, do you have any advice for quality time or family time?
Give your kids... more electronic time. And also for in regards to family time, honestly, if your kid's not open about like asking you about that stuff, but he does want to spend time with you, honestly, how about you just like ask your kid if you want to, instead of just having him ask you.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think I do that at times, do you think?
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys noticed, I don't know who's watching this, but I tried to sound really professional there. Trying to get my professional gain on, you know, just in case when I have to do the big shows. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I love laughing with you.
Do you though?
And well, so the last show we released was that I think we recorded during spring break. We were up at 2 a.m. and you accidentally broke a glass.
Oh, that was
By the way, we did not purposely break anything during the show, and I just thought I'd leave it in.
Guess you could say that part of the show was an icebreaker.
Okay, so family time, laughter is the best medicine. Oh, also, you like it when I pick you up from school, correct?
Or
pick it from the buses. Yeah. So I think the other thing is, depending on what your situation as a parent, if you're able and fortunate with whatever kind of work you do, that you can show up for your kid and pick them up at the bus stop or be there after school.
Depends on what you do, though.
Yeah, no, of course. If people are a double working family, I'm a single mom, but I just have a fortunate hours that I can do that. But I think that some of the best things I learn are when we're driving in the car. You tend to tell me different things when we're driving to fencing, when I'm taking to the bus stop. So that's another form of like sneaky family time where we don't have to like say, oh, let's have family time. So I find that I need to sort of grab and go. In fact, you let me know this morning that you kind of wanted to hang with me tonight. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't go out to meet a friend tonight. I was tired and had a busy week, but I thought, gosh, I really would prefer to have chillax time with you. So thank you. Anything else you want to say about anything you want? Any other tips? You gave some good tips already.
She played that music that rocks. She plays it on her phone. It's not like edited. And by the way, I've tried to tell her like I'll edit stuff for you, but I don't know. I guess she's just not into that.
No.
Old school phone thing. Play that music that rocks, by the way.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Karen, for
this music is a slammer, by the way.